Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. For my fellow South Africans, happy Human Rights Day. For those listening from overseas, Human Rights Day is celebrated every year here in South Africa on the 21st of March. It actually came into being after the events of the Sharpeville massacre, which happened on this day in 1960, which was a peaceful protest against past laws that were in place from the government. And quite a number of people died. It was quite an epic event in South African history. And today, on Human Rights Day, South Africans are asked to reflect on their rights, to protect their rights, and also the rights of other people from violation, irrespective of their race, their gender, their religion, their sexual orientation, or whether or not they are a foreign national. It doesn't matter. Human rights apply to everybody equally. So happy Human Rights Day from me to you. Keeping with the, well, I won't say it's human rights, but it's life and life in general. I'm quite excited. I sort of stumbled upon John T. Mayer's 20 life-changing principles recently. And John T. has spent 20 years researching and coaching people from all walks of life. And his 20 principles for success combine conventional wisdom with life lessons, logic with intuition, common sense with some Eastern philosophy, but most of all portrays the insights of a man who has changed the course of people's destiny for the last 2 decades. He is one of South Africa's leading executive coaches and an acclaimed leadership consultant. And he does a lot of like facilitating and development courses, etc. It's actually quite amazing. So his first principle kicks off. I've actually got all of them on my website if you want to go check them out. But the first principle kicks off with a very simple mantra of slow down, breathe consciously, be present and connect to the following. Be persistent, go the extra mile, do what's hard, embrace your pain, access your resilience, do your best, never give up. Each and every one of them is a pearl of wisdom to reflect on, absorb and apply to your life. It is relevant for everybody from any walk of life to, we live in a very stressful society, let's be honest. The pressure of work, sitting in traffic, you know, just everything just sort of mounts up. And sometimes you do forget to slow down and breathe and be present in the moment. We're always rushing about absolutely madly. Point number 10, be positive, raise your energy and cut out negativity. They're absolutely fantastic. And he says what you can do is some people read all 20 principles every day. Some people take one principle a day and literally just focus or make sure that they focus on that principle for the day. I mean, to be honest, to breathe and be conscious and be present, I think is probably something pretty vital that we could all do every single day. So I really, really enjoyed reading these. There's even like a little download thing there that you can copy and paste and maybe save it onto your laptop or whatever to read. I think it's quite impressive. So you can visit my website, heatherhook.com. Just click on the John T. Mayer's 20 life-changing principles. Have a little read. Or if you want to read more about John T. and who he is and what he does, you can get him on executiveconsulting.co.za. John T. Mayer's 20 life-changing principles. I think they're actually pretty epic, I must say. Bit of a topic change, but finally, much excitement, because it is actually the official Miss South Africa pageant finale next weekend, Sunday, the 26th of March. The official judging panel has been finalized and announced. Talk about leaving it to the last minute, why don't you? So our judges for the Miss SA pageant coming up next weekend at Sun City are Maps Mapinyana, Unati Msengana, Cameron van der Berg, Bridget Masinga, Giselle Vertum Ames, Ezra Davids, and the former Miss South Africa, Claudia Henkel. Yay, I'm quite excited. So it's in Sun City. Unfortunately, I don't get to go, but I am going to be watching. And if you do want to watch, it is going to be on at 5 o'clock on Mzansi Magic Channel 161, or you can also get it on Mnet Channel 101. That's 5 o'clock next week, Sunday, March 26th. I'm really excited. I mean, this is a pretty like cool lineup. And I think this is going to be, this is going to be exciting. So I'm rooting for the 12 finalists. Can't wait to see who wins, and I wish each and every one of them, and they are all so super sweet. I met them at a Soviet event probably about 2 weeks ago. They are so sweet. I don't even know how the judges would pick the winner, but I do wish them all the best of luck in the official Miss South Africa pageant. If you want to read up more about the judges, you can head on through to heatherhook.com and hit on the Miss SA judges finalized. So go and check that out. Now, for those of you who know me, I do wax on occasion, certain body parts, because, you know, as you do, I'm not a big fan of it. And I detest threading even more than waxing, but unfortunately it is one of those things that needs to be done. So a necessary evil, and I say evil because I have an absolutely non-existent pain threshold. I almost kicked a therapist once by accident, in a knee-jerk reaction. It was really, really messy. Anyway, that said, I swallowed four panadas and I headed down the road to wax it in Douglasdale. So as the name implies, they are a wax bar dedicated solely to smooth skin. They do waxes for men, for women, and for teens. And it is a zone of heavenly bliss where you'll be pampered and delighted. They are actually located in the Douglasdale Village Shopping Center where the Throbbing Strawberry is. So do go check them out. They're open 7 days a week, which is really awesome. I had an epic experience. So as the name implies, they'll wax it. No manicures, no facials, no pedicures, just waxing. That's all they do. And they do everything from eyebrows to bikinis and everything in between, for guys and for girls. And the gents can do all their waxing that they need to do, and the ladies as well. So I headed in. I wasn't sure what had been booked for me. I was sent to go and check it out. I really wasn't sure what was expected of me. So I wound up having my eyebrows threaded, which, as I said, I don't particularly like. However, my therapist was absolutely amazing. She kept me chatting the whole time. She got me to hold my eyebrows like really, really tightly. It didn't hurt as much as it has hurt on other threading experiences, I must say. And she was super quick as well, which was really, really very helpful. And then I got my lip waxed, which was a slightly painful experience, I won't lie, but again, very deft. One maneuver and we were done. Like, it was absolutely fantastic. So they've got four rooms, and there's a clean, fresh feel throughout the salon. Beautiful shades of green and white, probably to help you calm down. I don't know. And yeah, I had a really, really super experience. So if you're knocking around in the Douglasdale area, or you're looking for a seriously professional waxing bar, may I suggest that you go through, ask for Lady. She was my therapist. She's a chatterer, but if you aren't a chatterer, don't worry. They've got wireless headphones and tablets that you can read magazines, browse online, or listen to music while you are having your treatment done. So, ask for Lady. She was great, and I will definitely go back. You can give them a call on 011-704-2577. And as I said, there are Shop 20 in the Douglasdale Village Shopping Center on the corner of Douglas Drive and Leslie Avenue in Douglasdale. Wax it. I know they all wax it SA. I know they also have branches in Pretoria. So do keep an eye out if you are looking for a really professional, really awesome, really good wax. So that's Wax It. All the details are also on my site, so you can go check that out as well. And then to wrap up, one of my favorite places, Stanley Beer Yard, has teamed up with Corona, and they are launching jazz evenings and busking evenings at Stanley Beer Yard, which is located at 44 on Stanley in Mill Park. So they just keep innovating. And besides that, I mean, they're also supporting local musicians with a platform to showcase their talents. So on the first and third Wednesday of every month, Stanley Beer Yard will host the Corona busking session. So they'll draw on jazz's status as a national art form and a huge part of South African cultural history. Busking sessions were once very common occurrences in Joburg. And yeah, I think they're going to have some of South Africa's top young SA jazz musicians performing. Vuma Ian Levine is going to be performing. There's an amazing lineup here. Marcus Wyatt, bassist Benjamin Jafter. I mean, it looks like it's really, really cool. And then after the performances, the busking session will then be open to all music students and anyone who'd like an opportunity to busk along with the professional musicians and take the opportunity to play in front of a live audience. Why not? And it's a great venue, and any form of music is allowed. Anybody's welcome. So that sounds really cool. So that's the first and third Wednesday of every month at Stanley Beer Yard. And then they're also going to be hosting jazz sessions in an attempt to tap into the demand for live jazz, as I said. And these sessions will run on the second and last Sunday of every month. And they will be hosted by award-winning guitarist Vuma Ian Levine, and the concert will feature an alternation lineup of trios performing songs from the standard South African and American jazz repertoire. Also, some amazing young South African jazz musicians on the scene. Again, Vuma Levine, Bokani Dyer, Tandi, Ntuli. I mean, wow, it's quite an epic lineup. Everything is on my site, so do go check that out. So as I said, that's taking place, the Stanley Beer Yard, 44 on Stanley in Mill Park. The first busking session will take place this Wednesday, the 23rd of March, from 7 p.m. until 10:30 in the evening. And then the first jazz session will take place on Sunday, the 2nd of April, from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. So if you're interested and you want to book a table or you want to find out more, you can give Stanley Beer Yard a call on 011-482-5791, or you can also drop them an email, stan@stanleybar.co.za. So do make sure to get yourself down and enjoy some awesome jazz and busking sessions. That's going to be loads of fun. That is it from me for this week. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Human Rights Day. If you would like to be in contact with me, if you have an event coming up that you'd like me to cover or chat about on the show, please do drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. Please check out my website, again, heatherhook.com. All the articles that are relating to all the topics that I spoke about on the show are already loaded, so you can go and check that out. If you want to get engaged on social media, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, also facebook.com/HeatherLHook, and Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I will be back with you on Friday. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.